Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Scott Cluthie's Positively Incorrect, live on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. And now Scott Cluthie and Positively Incorrect. Well, it's always a struggle, apparently, in this culture these days. I'm talking about weight, weight gain, keeping it off, staying healthy, staying vibrant. And with us living longer, that's a bigger challenge than ever. It's just not about living longer. It's about living better. This is your host, Scott Cluthie, here live with another edition of Positively Incorrect across America, around the world. Great to have you out there, and a real honor to welcome to the show live this evening Dr. Rida Erim. And Dr. Erim, welcome to Positively Incorrect.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
We're talking about his brand new book, which really follows on all the incredible work he's done for 30 years now. It's The Thyroid Solution Diet, following on The Thyroid Solution, his book published that was such a bestseller. He's an endocrinologist and a director of the Texas Thyroid Institute here in Houston, so we're actually neighbors. He serves as clinical professor of medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, chief endocrinology and metabolism at Ben Taub General Hospital here in Houston, is the author of the groundbreaking bestseller, The Thyroid Solution, which you can all find at Erim Wellness, that's AREMWellness.com, and lots of information. He's got videos on YouTube, you name it, you can find it. But truly, I have to say, Dr. Erim, the breakthroughs in understanding the thyroid and the hormones involved and how much the thyroid has to do with controlling and balancing our biology, a lot of this information is really actually pretty new, isn't it, Doctor?
All the information has evolved over so many years now, but indeed, thyroid hormone is the master hormone, really, regulating metabolism and wellness. Thyroid hormone is essential, basically, for maintaining healthy thyroid cells and affects the functioning of every single cell in our body. With respect to weight, it is indeed the most important hormone in our body that regulates basic metabolic rate, which is the process of generating heat and burning fat. And when there is a thyroid imbalance, either because the thyroid gland is not producing the right amount of thyroid hormone that we need to have a healthy body, or because thyroid hormone is not working efficiently in the organs, then of course there is a sluggish metabolism and the trend of weight gain. And the interesting thing about this is that even if a person has a normal functioning thyroid gland and becomes overweight, thyroid hormone becomes impaired, not only in terms of the amount of thyroid hormone that we have in the body, but in terms of the efficacy, the efficiency of thyroid hormone working its job in the cells. And that's what my entire program, the Thyroid Solution Diet, has focused on, is to not only to pay attention at the health of the thyroid per se, but at reversing the hormonal imbalances that occur as a result of the weight gain. And one of the targets is, of course, thyroid hormone.
You know, and by the way, listeners, you know, I love questions and comments from you. So if you have a question for Dr. Erim this evening, feel free to call in. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. And the new book is The Thyroid Solution Diet. Boost your sluggish metabolism to lose weight. Now, Dr. Arim, you've been in this practice for many, many years, but even you mentioned that when people came to you for weight loss in your practice, you often had what sounded like perfectly normal advice. Well, eat less, exercise more, and get plenty of sleep. But that's not always the answer, is it?
No, absolutely not.
And why is that?
Well, eating less, meaning trying to restricting caloric intake, actually puts a burden on the hormonal system, and the hormonal system will shut down and will start working against you as far as the weight. The secret here is that the weight itself, once you start gaining weight as a result of overeating or eating the wrong things or exposure to chemicals or sleep impairment, deficiencies or poor quality sleep, stress, etc., the hormones that regulate fat storage and body energy becomes altered. They do not work properly, including leptin and other hormones, and including thyroid hormone, obviously. So in simple terms, if you shut down your caloric intake, thyroid hormone becomes inefficient, and leptin, one of the hormones that regulate appetite and metabolism, also will drop, and that will work against you. So the only way, really, to reverse these hormonal inefficiencies is to follow a healthy, perfect diet, as I call it. I call my diet a perfect diet because it is. It embraces all the best properties shown by science to be effective in weight loss and to reverse the hormonal imbalances that occur as a result of weight gain.
My guest is Dr. Rita Ermin. And Dr. Ermin, you know, you talk about that you really adapted the Mediterranean diet. Why that diet, and what adaptations have you done to it for our listeners?
Well, let's go back to the Mediterranean diet first. It has been proven by science to be probably the most effective diet in long-term weight loss success. But for years, actually, I suggested the Mediterranean diet being a high-fiber, high-protein, low-glycemic modified Mediterranean diet, even back in 1999 when I published the first book, The Thyroid Solution. But the concepts were there, but I perfected the concepts even further over time based on science. So to simplify the answer, it is a Mediterranean diet, and I made it to be high fiber at each meal, high protein at each meal, low glycemic at each meal, and it's low in saturated fat and richer in monounsaturated, polyunsaturated fat. So it embraces all the science-based properties that will give you the most efficient effect mm-hmm. on burning fat and being successful long-term. Not only that, but with respect to the high protein properties, I made it to be to include combinations of proteins at each meal so that the person will get the best amino acid profile to make thyroid hormone work very efficiently in the mitochondria to speed up metabolism.
And that's one of the secrets, isn't it? Getting the metabolism to move faster, and having the, I guess you'd call them the fat busting hormones to be participating rather than the fat boosting hormones. And I guess that's a whole, for a lot of people, kind of a little boggling, but there are hormones that help to increase our weight and those that break down and help, I guess, dissolve the fat, if that's, is that right?
Yes. let's talk about leptin. It has been discovered, it was discovered for maybe, about 12, 13 years ago. Leptin is very popular. Everybody talks about leptin. Leptin is produced by the fat tissue itself. And the fatter you are, the more leptin you produce, in essence, to bring back the amount of body fat you have in your system. But the unfortunate thing is that when you become overweight, even though you have high leptin levels, leptin becomes inefficient. And leptin has two major effects. It decreases appetite, and it speeds up your metabolism. So when you become overweight and you start taking off, start having the weight gain trend, it's like your hypothalamus, which is the major part of the brain that senses how much fat you have in your body, and also regulates appetite, doesn't really sense the leptin level anymore. So that's what we call leptin resistance. So even though you have high leptin levels, your brain really doesn't sense the amount of fat that you have in your body, and you will end up eating more. And leptin, which also speeds up metabolism in normal circumstances, because of its inefficiency, will lead to slower metabolism. At the same time, thyroid hormone, which also works on appetite and also at speeding up metabolism, becomes impaired even if you produce the right amount of thyroid hormone. So leptin and thyroid hormone are the metabolism boosting hormones. And in fact, leptin works through thyroid hormone to produce its effects. Thyroid hormone,
yes,
makes,
go ahead,
thyroid,
please,
hormone more active in the cell to work on the mitochondria to generate more heat.
This leptin, is this something that we have a set amount in our body? Is this something through the diet that we intake more foods that have leptin? How does that work? Where is leptin found?
Well, leptin is not found anywhere. It's produced in the fat tissue of people, and it's the hormone that basically connects between the energy stores and the brain. The brain needs to be informed all the time about how much fat you have in your body to keep it constant and healthy.
Oh, so you need a leptin to tell the brain to burn the fat?
To burn the fat and also to not overeat.
That part.
To remain healthy. This is the communication system between your body store, the fat stores, how much fat you have in your body, and the brain. The brain is the computer. It integrates everything, and the hormone that really speaks or transmits the messages from what you have in terms of fat to the emotional brain, to the hypothalamus, is leptin. Otherwise, if there is no coordination and no messaging between your body and what you do, then everybody will become eventually obese, extremely obese, and it's incompatible with life. You see, everything is well coordinated in the body to maintain life and for survival purposes. So leptin is an essential hormone, a connecting hormone that connects between the amount of fat that we have in our bodies and and the hypothalamus, and also being produced by the fat tissue itself. I mean, that tells you the power of this messaging system. It also has the ability to control how much fat you burn on a daily basis. It is very much implicated in the amount of calories that you burn on a daily basis, what we call basic metabolic rate. You know, the body burns perhaps 1,200, 1,400, 1,500 calories of fat every day just to maintain our temperature constant, let's say at 37 degrees centigrade, to generate that heat. For proper functioning of the body, we need to generate, we need to burn calories, and that's the basic metabolic rate. And if your metabolism slows down because of being overweight or because of inefficiencies of these major hormones, then your metabolism becomes sluggish. Then you will start gaining more and more weight as a result of the deficiency in the burning, in the calorie burning process, which will then lead you to eat more. And that's the basic mechanism of the weight gain trend. There is another hormone called ghrelin, which is produced by the stomach. And that hormone also communicates with the brain. So that when actually what makes us hungry when we wake up in the morning, we want to have breakfast,
right,
is ghrelin. It's another hormone that starts going up and that speaks to the brain immediately, making you want to eat. That hormone, which is also a survival hormone, will make your burning calorie process slow down. So if you don't eat for long hours, your metabolism slows down, so you can preserve the fat that you have for survival purposes. And that hormone also tells your brain you need to eat. So ghrelin goes up in the morning, breakfast time. When you eat breakfast, it will go back down. At lunchtime, it will start going back up. You eat lunch, it will go back down, and then it will start going up again at dinner time, making you want to eat. So this is a hormone that works a little bit in a different way from thyroid hormone and leptin. This is the hormone that actually slows metabolism and makes you want to eat. Leptin makes your brain not want to eat and will speed up metabolism. And in the middle, the master hormone, thyroid hormone, is the one that will execute basically the burning of fat, and that's why we call it the touchstone of metabolism regulation in the middle. So everyone that has a weight problem has a dysfunctioning system of these three major hormones. But these hormones are not the only ones that regulate metabolism. Growth hormone, sex hormones, estradiol in women are important in regulating metabolism, and others. Insulin is a hormone that promotes fat storage, and when insulin resistance also happens, mostly in people who have weight problems and others, then that will perpetuate the cycle of weight gain, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
There's plenty of that to go around. We're going to take a short break and continue on our conversation this evening with Dr. Rida Amin and his new book, The Thyroid Solution Diet. This is a follow-up to The Thyroid Solution, and you can find out so much more at the website, which is Arim Wellness. That's A-R-E-M wellness.com. Check that out. Doctor, you hold the line, and we'll be right back, okay?
Sure. Pleasure.
This is Positively Incorrect. Stay with me, won't you?
You're listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Come on, jump in the water. It feels good. Booking your vacation can be easy, but more importantly, fun. There's no need to stress about booking your vacation. That's why we're here. Phase Way Travel, 1-800-783-7043. And of course, you're going on a vacation to get away from the stress, right? Leave your world behind and go have some fun. Whether you want to go on a cruise or explore the lands on an escorted tour, we are here to help. You are never more than a click or call away. Book your vacay with Faye. Call 1-800-783-7043 and get away today. Faye's Way Travel, an independent affiliate of Avoya Travel, a partner of American Express. You're listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. And now back to Scott Cluthie and Positively Incorrect.
It's all about understanding the thyroid and the important place it plays in your lack of weight loss or weight gain and your health and wellness is too. There's so many aspects to it, though. And it's all explained in the new book, The Thyroid Solution Diet. My guest tonight is Dr. Rita Ermin. And Dr. Ermin, you know...
No, my name is Dr. Aram.
Aram. I did it again. That's why I'm positively incorrect. I get my own name
wrong.
That's
why I wanted
sometimes
to correct
doctor.
You.
Thank you. Aram. I'm going to write that out phonetically. Aram. That's the best I can do. But Dr. Aram, anyway, thank you. I apologize for that.
No problem.
The ad we were just talking about, stress. Stress is also another big factor in our culture, isn't it, and all around the world for weight gain and not being able to get it off.
Yes, sir. Actually, you touched on an important point here. The epidemics of being overweight and obesity in the United States and throughout the world stems from many, many factors. But in my opinion, stress and sleep represent two major factors.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic stress leads to the chronic overproduction of cortisol. This is the stress hormone produced by the adrenal glands that will cause the body to accumulate more fat and to produce shift of fat in the waist, promoting metabolic syndrome and obesity. But there are many other things that are involved in stress induction of weight gain.
Yes.
Actually, cortisol plays a role in sleep deprivation as well. So as you can see, it's all hormonal. Sleep is also an extremely important factor. There has been a lot of recent research linking the sleep deprivation and poor quality of sleep to becoming overweight. And if you don't sleep at least 7 or 8 hours a night and having a good quality of sleep, you will tend to gain weight little by little. And sleep apnea is another sleep condition that is overlooked by people and by physicians in general. which causes interruption of sleep of maybe 10-15 seconds related to collapse of the upper airways when a person is sleeping, and there are cases of central sleep apnea, miscommunication between the brain that controls the breathing, and so when these episodes of interruptions of sleep happen, there is a drop of oxygen which can lead to a rise in the cortisol that I was talking about, and disruption of growth hormone production during sleep, which is another important hormone that regulates metabolism and fat distribution. When there is a lack of growth hormone, you also will end up accumulating more fat and losing muscle.
And Dr. Aaron, when you look at these, some of the major factors, and you know, certainly correct me if I've not added something in there, but you know, the diet, the lack of sleep or high stress, not exercising properly, a lot of, are those four issues sort of a formula together? In other words, you know, if you concentrate just on one or two, you're not going to get the results with all four, you know?
Absolutely. In my program, when I deal with patients who have weight issues, we have to address all the potential reasons for weight gain. Chemical exposure from the environment, for example, is an increasing factor to weight gain. Food sensitivities, people who are sensitive to certain foods like gluten and other foods, can also promote weight loss resistance. The reason is that when you have food sensitivities, you generate inflammation in your body, which then will make the hormones that promote weight loss ineffective. bacterial imbalance in the GI tract, having a lot of bad bacteria and lack of good bacteria, will do the same thing. And as we were talking about sleep, and also there are hidden causes of weight gain that one needs to think about, which are hormonal imbalances. Let's talk about menopause, for example.
Yes, yes.
Menopause is related to a drop of estradiol, which is a sex hormone in women that actually is a favorable hormone. When a woman becomes menopausal and is estrogen deficient, her metabolism slows down as a result of estradiol deficiency. At the same time, when a woman becomes menopausal, she becomes at a higher risk for having a thyroid imbalance. Even low-grade hypothyroidism can cause weight gain and weight loss resistance. And at menopause, believe it or not, the incidence of thyroid imbalance increases sharply, 10 to 15, maybe 18% of menopausal women have some form of thyroid imbalance that can contribute to the sluggish metabolism of menopause. Growth hormone deficiency that can be the result of an impairment of the pituitary gland. That's the master gland that produces several hormones that regulates other glands, like the thyroid, the ovaries, and the adrenals. But the pituitary produces growth hormone, which is important for the growth of children, but then in the adults, growth hormone continues to have major metabolic effects. And when you miss some growth hormone production as a result of poor sleep, because growth hormone is produced in greater amounts when you sleep, or because the pituitary gland is defective as a result of an immune attack on the pituitary gland, or because there is a pituitary tumor or another anatomical reasons for impairment of the pituitary function, then you end up having growth hormone deficiency. And the main symptoms of growth hormone deficiency are actually weight gain, fatigue, and many other symptoms that resemble thyroid hormone deficiency as well.
This is Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, live on this Thursday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. It's great to have you out there. If you have questions or comments for my great guest this evening, Dr. Rita Arum, just give us a call at 347-308-8478. His new book, The Thyroid Solution Diet, following up, of course, on The Thyroid Solution, is a very acclaimed book used by people throughout the world. And the website is aremwellness.com. That's A-R-E-M wellness.com. Check it out for yourself. You can, of course, find the book wherever books are sold, your Kindle, your downloads, wherever it might be, from Atreya Books. Dr. Arum, men also can go through sort of menopausal conditions, and I believe that's something new to understand. So this can also affect men in the same way?
Yes. Testosterone is also important in regulating metabolism and fat distribution, so that when a man has low testosterone, in addition to sexual dysfunction, depression, fatigue, and other symptoms related to testosterone deficiency, one of the consequences of low testosterone is accumulation of fat and metabolic syndrome as well. So it's a condition similar to what we see at menopause in women.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, we look out now, and this was never the case growing up, where kids were developing diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes is rampant in children. Is diet the primary factor, you feel, doctor, that the children are getting obese so quickly? Is it the diet, lack of real exercise, too much computer, you know? And how much of this is related to the way we feed our children and lack of movement?
Yes, you mentioned a few factors that have contributed to childhood obesity. There is also the upbringing, the family environment, the food choices, but also something that has not really been talked mm-hmm. about very much is the stress that children are subjected to. So actually even the fetus, during the development of the fetus, before the birth of the fetus, if the mother, for example, has been subjected to a tremendous amount of stress, that is translated into a it becomes almost like a risk factor for becoming overweight in childhood and even in adult stage. So stress is computed in the system, affects the genes, and that can lead to obesity and weight issues in childhood and later on in life.
And this is almost like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is almost like resetting the genes, or telling the genes that we're stressed and certain genes react and start to engage maybe earlier than they should really unlock themselves, or unlock themselves when they shouldn't really unlock themselves if it were to follow the pattern of that particular person's genetic string. Because genes can trigger off at any time. This is the new discovery we find that's not set for life.
Absolutely. Genes can be altered by so many environmental factors, both nutritional and exposure to environmental chemicals, but also mental stress is an environmental factor that is likely to alter genes that affect metabolism. It's almost like a response of the body to an insult to survival, and the genetic makeup of the person will compute that threat and will respond to it by altering metabolic responses, stress being viewed as a threat to survival, and survival obviously can be translated into the need of accumulation of fat. Will lead, obviously, to this trend.
You know, you talked about sleep apnea, relaxation, stress levels, and all these things. You have a number of suggestions in your new book, The Thyroid Solution Diet, and you talk about meditation, transcendental meditation, massage, progressive muscle relaxation, visualization. I have a little bit of experience in all of those areas. What do you recommend, doctor? How do you get these busy Westerners to slow down and do a little navel gazing?
Well, the first step is to make the person aware of the severity of the situation. You know, most of us, when we become overweight, first of all, we don't perceive ourselves as overweight. Either because of societal influences or because there is a mechanism within us that will alter a little bit the perception of what we are and who we are. So the first thing is acceptance and the recognition of the issue. Being overweight and obese becomes really a serious risk factor for so many diseases. I mean, that can lead to cancer, to diabetes, to life-threatening conditions, heart disease and others. So this is the first step. And once a person realizes the importance of weight management, they will stick to a reasonable program. Of course, we have become so busy, we don't have much time to take care of ourselves, but we can take 15 to 20 minutes a day to focus on ourselves and to enhance our wellness. Actually, the exercise program that I provided in the book, which is a very detailed, thorough way of doing things.
Yes.
That I call the 2010 program, is only a 30-minute exercise program that can be done daily or 5-6 days a week, but that takes into account the time constraints. Many people, actually, when you ask them to go to the gym and exercise without guiding them, it becomes another stress factor, going to the gym for an hour and a half.
Right.
I mean, who these days has an hour and a half to spend exercising? But the truth of the matter is that 30 minutes of exercise is more than enough, really, to speed up metabolism when it's well done. And my program is only 20 minutes of aerobic, cardio type of exercise with every other day high intermittent high intensity intermittent interval type of training every other day. So So it's very straightforward, very simple, and 10 minutes of resistance exercise to focus on the muscles a little bit. And science has shown that 20 to 30 minutes of good exercise is enough to boost metabolism. Most people think that doing an hour or 2 hours of exercise will allow them to burn more calories, thinking that exercise equals
more is better.
more calories burned during exercise. But the purpose of the exercise is really to enhance the mitochondria, to burn more fat. That's where thyroid hormone works. And all it takes is 20 to 30 minutes of good exercise to boost that metabolism, and the effect will last hours and hours and hours after
really?
You stop exercising, actually, yes.
Wow.
So the maximum effect probably occurs at around 25 to 30 minutes, and that's the reason I designed the program that way. So it's not really very, very useful. Of course, if you can and you enjoy doing it, you could do an hour and a half, or 2 hours if you wanted to.
You could run all day. But don't, right.
But don't exhaust yourself for
right.
nothing. And focus
that leads
on
to
your
stress,
overall
right?
wellness.
If you exhaust yourself, you're stressed.
Exactly.
So, you know, you get the system up to snuff, then it knows what to do, and that carries over through your day. It's wonderful knowledge. Great to be talking this evening live with Dr. Rita Arum, and he is the author of The Thyroid Solution Diet, following on his very loved Thyroid Solution, very well-known book. And we're going to come back with more. We're going to take a short break, Dr. Arum, and so you stay with us here on Positively Incorrect. Your host, Scott Cluthie. Great to have you out there live on a Thursday evening here on Positively Incorrect. So do stay with me, everybody. You're listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am the owner and CEO of Coach U, the largest coach training firm in the world. In the last 17 years, we have trained over 40,000 people in 63 countries for a career as a business and personal coach. If you are a consultant, therapist, or social worker, or someone looking for a rewarding career, call us at 1-800-48-COACH to request a free copy of the book, Becoming a Coach. I was trained 20 years ago as a coach, and have enjoyed a fulfilling and meaningful career. If you would like to discuss your career situation with me personally, I can be reached at 520-744-4502.
Hello, your host Scott Cluthie for Positively Incorrect. Hope you're enjoying the show tonight. Have you ever thought about hosting your own radio show? Well, make me your broadcast coach. I'll share 25 years of knowledge and insight, help you create your show, the sound, the theme, every aspect of your program, and help you get launched here on Blog Talk Radio or some other network of your choice. Give me a call at 713-665-3969 or go to scottcluthie.com and check the Your Broadcast Coach tab and start your professional broadcasting career today. You're listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. And now back to Scott Cluthie and Positively Incorrect. Live on this Thursday evening with my special guest, Dr. Rita Arum, and talking about his new book, The Thyroid Solution Diet. Rebalance your hormones with food, learn how to control cravings, drop pounds with the easy-to-follow eating and exercise program. So all that and more. Dr. Arum, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we mentioned and kind of went over this, but I wanted to find out how critical you think this issue is in our lives these days, especially with all of us living in these urban environments, both of us being here in Houston. What about the toxins in our environment, and what are some of the hidden factors that really prevent us from having our metabolism move and process the way it should when it comes to toxins and so on?
Well, it's really a hidden, sneaky problem.
Mm-hmm.
There is a wide range, really, of chemicals and man-made chemicals and that alter metabolism, affect the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of metabolism in the cell. That's where thyroid hormone works, actually. Many of these are called, actually, obesogens. They make you obese. Some of them are fungicides, like BPA is a very common chemical found in plastic bottles. Pesticides are another, intruding element, chemical, that causes insulin resistance, and that's one of the reasons that I think people should go organic as much as they can. If not, one has to soak, you know, commercially grown vegetables in vinegar and water before they use their vegetables to cook. Dry cleaning chemicals, dyes, perchlorate is widespread in water that can affect thyroid function and the and metabolism. So when we talk about all these things, I believe, I mean, the advice I would give to people is to drink purified water as much as possible, and to go organic, and to be careful from the widespread contamination issue that we have been exposed to over the past two or three decades and increasingly. And also, obviously, the additives, you know, in foods and things like that.
Yes, indeed. Doctor, you know, we were talking earlier about how the diet, the foods you have in your new book, The Thyroid Solution Diet, reflect a lot of the Mediterranean diet, very famous for so many decades. And what about the idea, and this is a progressive idea a lot of people try to do, it's all about eating locally. How do we... do you advocate that, you know, talked about organic foods. Luckily here in Houston, we can get a lot of organic foods. A lot of people cannot reach or get those organic foods, even in places you'd think it'd be easy to get to, but, you know, in a convenient form, something that makes it easy to follow a plan like yours. So what about the adaptation, or what about the idea of eating locally and adapting to your dietary?
Well, of course, I mean, my recommendations are ideal recommendations. In practice, it's very hard to stick to all these rules, but one person has to be aware of these factors, and they try to do their best as much as possible. And if one can't, then commercially... commercial foods could be okay. I do recommend, however, to avoid processed foods as much as possible because of the additives and the other things that can impair metabolism. In my diet, in the thyroid solution diet, the one of the most important thing really to look at is the meal plan, the structure of what to eat and not to eat at different times during the day, to synchronize the central clock, which regulates hormones, with our organ peripheral clocks that metabolize the nutrients. And this is one of the reasons at dinner time, for example, you should be as low glycemic as possible to bring to keep the insulin levels as down as possible. So I structured it in a way that would lead to the most optimal health, number one. And number two, for optimal resetting of the hormonal system for weight loss. I believe in protein combinations at each meal, and that's really that stems from a lot of research and experience, because there are some there are certain amino acids that are the molecular structures of proteins. Some of them are very efficient in making thyroid hormone work more efficiently in the mitochondria to speed up metabolism. And to be able to achieve, to get the best amino acid profile, this would be the best way to do it, in my mind.
Now, Doctor, you know, everyone, so many of us come from different cultural backgrounds. So those of Latin American descent are going to tend to have a Latin American type of food culture. You know what I mean? People from Norway, Sweden, whatever, they're going to eat lots of fish. And Ayurvedic approach to diet and health from the Indian continent. In fact, in the Ayurvedic model, I believe that the noon meal is to be the biggest meal, and also the other piece is about eating multiple times during the day, not this kind of breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then shove something down your throat before bed. What about the metabolism clock, and what about the idea of the cultural influence of our heritage combined with your plan in the thyroid solution diet?
Well, there may be some discordance, but that can be corrected. The plan that I promote is similar to what our ancestors used to consume, to eat. And I think even in the American culture,
yes,
that can be adapted simply because of the wide variety of foods that I use in my eating plan. So I haven't seen really difficulties sticking to this
adapting,
diet. I mean,
yes.
I have taken care of you know, thousands of people, and actually many people become addicted to this way of eating because it's a delicious prescription, you know, for living healthy, feeling well, and being able to lose the weight and keep it off. And I haven't seen any other diet that has accomplished that so far. Every single diet that I have seen out there has focused on one facet or two, has not provided actually people with a structured prescription that is realistic. And
really
mind
a food prescription for health, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. And I spent a lot of time really working on it. You know, the concepts of low glycemic, high protein, etc., I talked about them even in my first edition of the Thyroid Solution, but I took my time to put all the pieces together so that it's very easy for somebody to say, okay, eat low glycemic, eat high protein, or eat high fiber, etc. But the person, a lay person, needs a structured way, a balanced way of eating throughout the day to accomplish these health and weight goals.
A true roadmap. You know, Doctor, you have like 50-plus recipes in here. Tell me about these recipes. Have these been time-tested in the Arum kitchen?
Yes, not only in the Arum kitchen, and that was 99% perfect.
Yummy, yes.
But I also, because I'm a very meticulous, compulsive person, I got an expert who actually doesn't live in Houston, who has a huge experience with foods and all that, to test all those and to make sure that they are perfectly well adapted to our society and to anyone who is willing to be healthy and to be succeeding in weight loss.
And what are your recommendations, doctor, for any parents out there listening with children? What should they start doing today or tomorrow to prevent their children from having just these kind of conditions over their lives?
Well, the simplest thing, of course, as for adults, actually, is to get rid of the fattening, unhealthy foods from the house. It's a cleaning process. You get rid of simple sugars and processed foods and saturated fats and all that. And replenish your pantry with the healthy foods that are conducive to health and to optimal weight. And number two is to be careful not transmitting too much stress and too much dysfunctionality. That
yeah.
eventually lead to a compensation type of mechanism such as eating junk food and overeating, because that's an escape yeah. mechanism that many children have. They may not express their feelings, but they may react, they may respond unconsciously by eating the wrong foods that will trigger the weight gain trend. And I believe in this fabulous concept. A weight gain trend becomes a disorder. When a person has a weight problem, it's definitely a disorder. And the underlying root of the disorder becomes then perpetuating root of this disorder is a hormonal disorder. And it becomes a trend that is very difficult to break unless you do the right thing to stall it and to reverse it. And that's what my program is all about.
And very quickly, Dr. Arum, in our last minute or so, tell us what they'll find on the website, arumwellness.com.
Well, arumwellness.com emphasizes thyroid disorders, imbalances, etc., and all the facets of these disorders. And also the other fundamental aspect is fat metabolism and weight. So I am interested in these two areas, and the reason is that thyroid and weight go hand in hand, number one. 10% of the population have some form of thyroid imbalance, and they have weight issues as a result of that. And number two, because weight problems are thyroid problems, even if the thyroid gland is working properly. So I'm trying to teach the public and very accurately about thyroid disease and about metabolism and weight.
Absolutely. My guest this evening here on Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthy, on Blog Talk Radio, Dr. Rita Arum, and the new book, The Thyroid Solution Diet, Boost Your Sluggish Metabolism to Lose Weight. Great service you're doing, Dr. Arum, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, it's really my pleasure. Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll send that email off to you, and we look forward to meeting you in person here in Houston.
Okay. Wonderful. Get me a copy of the program if you can.
I will be happy to do that, and I'll send it off to you, okay? You have a great evening.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks to all the listeners out there. Join me Sunday night. Thomas John joins me live, 7 p.m. Central, right here on Positively Incorrect. Till then, take care, be kind, have a great evening.
You've been listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthy, on Blog Talk Radio. All theme music provided courtesy of Mark May. Check out markmay.com. And thanks for listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio.